gold. Yes. Yes, gold, yes. 47, I was at Goldberg's. We had a coke fire in a big one it was, but it was like what we'd have for a boiler, but it didn't heat up any hot water, it just heated. And of course it was coke, and the men that was working there, they had to keep sure, you know, keeping heat going. Then eventually we hadn't got any, and it got so bad that they had to cut our work hours down. I was all right, see, because I lived in Wellington Street, and it was in New York. Mind you, a bit of a job to get there, you know, but anyway, because I never knew when I was going to fall into a snowdrift and it would be higher than me. I've never been very tall.
You did sit an examination for Oxford, because mine was, yes, it was interesting, because mine was in 1947, in the middle of the great snow, and I had to sit it, and my papers were then stranded in the snow, and I had to get to Oxford, you know, with some difficulty. And in the village, we were cut off, I remember, for weeks. We had to pour the milk down the drains because we couldn't get rid of the milk. And in the end, my father had a sledge built, a wooden sledge, and we harnessed it up to two horses and drove off madly to get supplies for the village. And it was only, I think, when they were halfway there and going down the hill, he remembered he hadn't put in a brake. So he shouted to the men behind, "We haven't got a brake, get on, go on, hurry on to the back and put your feet over the edge." But like heroes, they came back with food and supplies. That 1947 was something that does stick in everybody's memory who lived at that time.
I've seen photos, but how deep did the snow get in the countryside?
Oh, it was so deep, you know, that you couldn't see the roads at all. It was really deep in a way that I've never seen snow since. And as I say, things were cut off, really cut off. I can remember the decision to pour the milk down the drains and, you know, watching it being tipped out of the churns. I mean, anybody who wanted it in the village could come and get some, but you lost all that milk.